cold-blooded murder signals troubling times in Nigeria. The Arab Spring and Eurozone crisis gives way to neo-Nazism in Greece. And if you use a lot of phone apps, stay tuned. We've got a story for you on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The Boko Haram kills an influential Christian leader as Nigeria's downward spiral continues. Open Doors USA spokesman Jerry Dykstra.
Reverend Faye Pama Musa was killed on Tuesday. He's secretary of the Christian Association of Nigeria in Borno State.
That same day, President Goodluck Jonathan declared a state of emergency in Borno State and two others. Dykstra says Musa's assassination is a bad sign coming from the Boko Haram.
In the past, they've targeted particularly Christian churches, but now they're targeting individual pastors.
Ask the Lord to comfort Reverend Musa's family and pray that peace would come to Nigeria. Pray also for Nigeria's president.
He is a Christian, and we need to pray that he'll have wisdom, and there's things just seems like they're snowballing and snowballing. He really needs our prayers.
Go to missionnetworknews.org for more ways you can help. Next, the Arab Spring and the Eurozone debt crisis have collided mightily in Greece. AMG International's Tasos Ioannidis says Greece is the entry point into Europe. Trouble is, the refugee influx has given rise to a neo-Nazi sentiment.
Slightly more than 10% of the voting public have voted for this party. And the main reason is because it is taking advantage of the frustration that exists among Greek people because of the economic conditions. And it's always preferable to blame outsiders rather than to look at what the country has done in the past.
AMG's been responding to the basic needs of the refugees with food, medicine, and shelter. Ioannidis admits
it has strained the church even more because more resources are needed. The church in Greece has been ministering to refugees for a while now, and it's a great opportunity to spread the gospel among people, many of whom come from Muslim countries or from India where they are Hindus.
This is Mission Network News. A Baptist Haiti Mission self-help project called Mountain Made combines the strengths of passion, faith, and empowerment. Director Rob Baker explains.
If we can get Haitian church members that have crafts and products that they are able to make, we would like to sell them for them so that they would have the income for their families, but also be able to help support the local church as well.
See, it started small, but as these things happen, it's grown to include a bakery, a cabinetry shop, and a small nursery. It's also a vision.
That's not just a job for income, but it's really also a ministry that they have.
How's that?
The new director for Mountain Made, Scott Bidwell, one of our missionaries, he's first of all working with the employees, establishing a good, solid biblical relationship, and then trying to get them, in turn, to share their faith with others that come in.
Elsewhere, Kenya's exotic plant and wildlife draws tourists from around the world. Africa Inland Mission church planners are using these same attractions to teach kids about God. At Eden Environmental Camps, children learn who God is, how to follow Him, and their part in caring for His creation. Pray that communities would change as these kids share the lessons with their families. You can support AIM missionaries through our website at missionnetworknews.org. And if there's an iPhone application for dog whistles, there's probably an app for anything. Living Water International got creative and made an app 6 months ago for peer-to-peer fundraising. They just announced that app users raised over $124,000 for clean water projects. So here's how it works. You can sign up on Living Water's website and create a Give Well page. Then, people sponsor you in projects like giving up birthday gifts or running a marathon. You can check out our sponsored links to learn more. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get your modern-day hymn CD from Keith and Kristen Getty called Hymns for the Christian Life with your gift of any amount. Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift, and I'll give you one. Or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.